leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, that sounds like us. That sounds like our cue. Welcome back. Time to get started. It is more of the best of money information. We appreciate you being here, folks. Brain Trust standing by. It's the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, joining me once again from Lucia Capital Group. We are set today. Going to talk about something. It's a strategy known as the Roth two-step. We won't spend the entire hour, but we're going to give you the gist of this over the next segment or two. Now, we're really talking about, when we say the Roth two-step, or backdoor Roth, you may have heard it that way, we're talking about getting money into a Roth IRA, even if you happen to be over the income limits to make a contribution. There are income limits to contributing to a Roth for single people and for married people. Now, making a contribution, doing this particular two-step involves, guess what? Two steps, that's right, instead of the normal one step that many people employ. Now, we're not just going to talk about how it works, but why you may or may not want to do this. That's important. So, coming up in just a bit, we're going to talk with Professor Plum about that. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We've got plenty of room on the phones here at the top of the hour. You can also email us, wealthed.com. That's at the Find Your Answer link at the upper part of the page. You know the routine. We can read and answer your email questions live here on the program. That's right. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, who bring you this hour of the program. There are many components to putting together a successful retirement plan, but a big part of it is having what we call a workable strategy, one that's tailored to meet your individual goals. Finding the right type of retirement strategy for you, well, that's easy to do. You just give the Brain Trust advisors a call, and you can reach them at this phone number off the air, 800-644-1150. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. If you want to speak with the Brain Trust right away, you can do so there, or give us a call right now here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So, Professor Plum, we should just remind folks that Roth IRAs, if you just want to make a regular old contribution, $5,500, or if you're 50, age 50 or older, you can do $6,500, just like any IRA. There are income limits to a regular Roth IRA.
A Roth IRA does have adjusted gross income limits. And adjusted gross income is not just your wages. It's all the income that shows up on the tax return on that right-hand column. And so it does have an issue. Now, it is doing a Roth IRA is not dependent upon like a traditional IRA where if you're a part of a retirement plan, you may have issues. Being part of a retirement plan at work can only help your ability to do a Roth IRA by lowering your adjusted gross income. So they're looking at the adjusted gross income. As a married couple filing a joint return, if your adjusted gross income is more than $184,000, you start losing the ability to contribute to a Roth IRA. You lose the ability completely at $194,000 of adjusted gross income. I mentioned earlier that the 401ks actually help this. Let's say my wife and I each have a salary of $100,000. Combined, that's $200,000. That's over the limit. But one of the things that comes off the top before we ever get to the adjusted gross income are 401k contributions. So between my wife and I put in $15,000, she puts in $15,000, we put $30,000 of our salaries away in a 401k, that drops our wages, our taxable wages on our tax return, down to 170 total. That's under the threshold. So by putting money into the 401k, it actually helped us become eligible because it reduced our adjusted gross income. So Roth IRAs are a little bit different, where 401ks at work can help me contribute to the Roth IRA compared to a traditional IRA or a 401k at work can really screw up my ability to deduct the contribution.
Right, especially, yeah, and we've seen that. There are a whole bunch of different income limits depending on whether or not a spouse is contributes to a plan at work, et cetera. Okay.
Now, I did say it messes up my ability to deduct a contribution to a traditional IRA. I still have, as long as I'm not required minimum distribution, I still have the ability to contribute to a traditional IRA. And therein lies the cornerstone for the backdoor or the Roth two-step.
That's right. Now, when you say contribute to, you can't deduct it, but what you're winding up doing is putting in post-tax money inside of the traditional IRA. Now, you're sitting there saying, well, you know, hey, by the way, if your wife's making 100 grand, congratulations. I didn't know that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
An extra 100 grand sure would come in handy.
Oh, it's just going to be taxed. What do I?
Oh, yeah, the heck
I don't want it.
Okay, so you look at this and you're fortunate. Okay, you know, married couple, you can't contribute. You make a lot of money. That's a very good thing. But still, you would like perhaps the ability to take advantage of Roths, because Roths, in case you didn't know, are
they grow tax-free.
The earnings.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to make an after-tax contribution to something, I'd much rather have it go after-tax into the Roth IRA, where I get tax-free treatment somewhere down the line, versus after-tax into a traditional IRA, where all the earnings will come out as taxable earnings at some point in the future and be part of my required minimum distribution. So given the choice, if I'm going to make an after-tax contribution, I would much rather contribute to the Roth IRA. But for those of you fortunate enough to be over the limit, no, can't contribute directly to a Roth IRA. A single individual or somebody files head of household, the phase-out starts at $117,000 of adjusted gross income. Now, it's curious in my mind that the married couple has a $10,000 phase-out range, $184,000 to $194,000. The single person has a $15,000 phase-out range, $117,000 to $132,000. Why? Because they
Well, didn't we say this yesterday when we said, why did they set it up this way? Because they can.
Yeah, because they can.
That's it. Because if life were fair.
Oh, forget fair.
The married couple would have a $234,000 phase out, all the way up to $264,000 of a $30,000 phase out. It doesn't happen. We just have to live with it.
Just the rules we deal with.
Right.
And if you happen to be looking at filing a separate return as a married couple filing a separate return, your phase out for contributions to a Roth IRA are $0 to $10,000 of adjusted gross income. It goes away pretty quickly on that.
Yeah. So
a lot of people are blessed with enough income that they unfortunately cannot contribute to a deductible
now,
traditional IRA.
Before you get to the two-step part of it, you said that it's not just W-2 or net Schedule C income.
AGI is all taxable, all incomes before your deductions.
So what counts toward your income limits on the Roth besides, say, your job?
Capital gains, interest, dividends, IRA distributions if you were doing it. Not conversions. That's not part of it.
Does passive income
count? Passive income, positive, you know, passive income. Negative passive income, meaning from a rental where you're showing a loss from your rental, actually reduces the AGI. Capital losses up to $3,000 can reduce the AGI. So basically, if you're looking at a tax return, everything that starts with the first income line, which is wages, going down through the bottom line, including the taxable portion of any Social Security, is part of your adjusted gross income. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The contributions to a retirement plan where you go through a 401k or something, a 403b, 457, they don't show up as part of your taxable wages. They don't show up on the tax return. So that helps. That's what we were getting to earlier. So you've got issues with being able to deduct a contribution to an IRA. Those limits are a lot lower than the IRA phase outs or Roth IRAs. And then you've got issues with being able to contribute directly to a Roth IRA. But you can put the two of those misfortunes together and still get an outcome that you may like, or may still be able to get an outcome that you like.
All right, so let's start with the first step of the two-step. You've got some money, you make too much to make a contribution to a Roth IRA, so you put it into a traditional IRA that you cannot deduct. You did not deduct it.
And the idea there is that if you have a retirement plan at work, or if you and your spouse, you or your spouse have a retirement plan at work, there are, again, income thresholds to determine whether you can deduct the contribution. Many people cannot deduct the contribution to a traditional IRA, so they're making an after-tax contribution. But as I mentioned earlier, anybody who has earned income and is under full retirement or required minimum distribution age can contribute on an after-tax basis to a traditional IRA. That's step one, contribute to an IRA. Now, if you have an, you don't have any other IRAs out there right now, and you make a contribution, you're 40 years old, you put $5,500 into a traditional IRA, but you do have a 401k at work, you are a participant, your spouse is a participant, you're over the income thresholds for deducting the contribution, you have after-tax money. You can't deduct it, you have an after-tax contribution inside your IRA. In fact, this is your first IRA. The entire balance of your IRA is after-tax money. You put the $5,500 in, it's worth $5,500. Well, thanks to some rules back in 2010, there are no limits on who can convert and who cannot convert. So we've only had this two-step Roth idea since 2010. Prior to that, there were issues with conversions. Anybody who made $100,000 or more adjusted gross income could not do a Roth conversion. But they took that ceiling away in 2010, and now anybody can do a Roth conversion that has money in an IRA. So if I have $5,500 in my traditional IRA, I can convert that over to my Roth IRA. And because 100% of the money was after-tax money, the only thing going over the Roth IRA is my basis, after-tax money, and it's not taxable. That's assuming I don't have any other IRAs.
Right, and there are some complications if you do have other IRAs. And we'll say other IRAs, meaning IRAs that you perhaps deducted a while back. You've got pre-tax
rollovers.
IRAs, rollovers, exactly. So
steps.
First, right, yes, exactly. So first step, put the money into the traditional IRA, post-tax. Second step of the two-step, convert that over to a Roth. Now you've got a Roth, you've got post-tax money in there and it's growing. There's more to it. But if you've got questions on this or anything else, lines are open, 877-PLANNER. We'll take your calls. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
It's strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum from the Chief Capital Group, here to talk to you about your money and whatever else is on your mind. Well, it's mostly money, of course. Yeah, finance, anything related to retirement, investing, all that stuff. You can give us a call and talk to us about anything that's on your mind. Our number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. So before the break, we were talking, Professor Blum, about getting money from whatever source you have into a Roth IRA. You make too much money, whether you're single, you're married, you're over the income limits. So you take a certain amount of money, call it $5,500. If you're under 50, that's your limit. You put it into a traditional IRA. You do not deduct it. It is post-tax money inside your traditional. You then turn around and convert that money from the traditional IRA into the Roth. From there, you've got a Roth IRA, a Roth conversion. But the money in there, if you follow all the rules, can grow tax-free when you ultimately take it out. Nice and easy, clean way to go. You said something, though. You put it in there, but we're assuming that you don't have any other IRAs, no money in your IRAs. So when right. you put the $5,500 in our example,
that's the only one you got.
Your entire IRA world consists of $5,500. How about if you do have other IRAs? In past years, you put money inside of a traditional IRA, and you've got a bunch of pre-tax money sitting around in your IRA world. What are we looking at then?
Pre-tax money in an IRA tends to get expensive because to convert 100% of the after-tax money, you've got to convert 100% of the IRA. Now, for a lot of people, they don't think about it because they had a 401k that they rolled over when they retired. They kind of consider that their 401k still. It's not. It's an IRA. They have a SEP IRA that their company has been contributing to. They kind of see that as their retirement plan at work. It's not. It's an IRA once the money's in it. And so you've got all these potential different IRA accounts that have pre-tax money in them. And we have to look at all IRA accounts, all the rollovers, all the, the SEPs, all the, simples, all the, everything that we have that has IRA, traditional IRA in its name, we've got to be able to deal with. And if you have these, then it can become very expensive to do the back door, the Roth two-step. Because let's assume that I had $94,500 of other IRA money out there, and I do this little $5,500 contribution that I want to convert over to a Roth. Well, the reality is they're not just going to look at this brand new account that I opened up, this new IRA that I didn't deduct. I cannot track the specific dollars once it goes into the IRA world. So they're going to look at what is the total value of all IRAs in my name as of the end of the year when I do this contribution or conversion. And I guess in my example, I had $5,500 from a converted portion and $94,500 of SEPs, rollovers or everything else. So my total IRA is worth $100,000. And I converted $5,500 of it. So as a percentage, the after-tax money, because I had $5,500 of basis, $5,500 of after-tax money in it, the after-tax component of that was 5.5%. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, you converted $5,500. 5.5% of it is attributable to the after-tax money. 94.5% in this example is taxable. So I cannot just isolate. If I have other IRAs, I cannot isolate the after-tax component. I have to look at the overall piece. So what do you do? Well, before the end of the year, what you could potentially do is take that $94,500 of value in this example, or in your world, all the pre-tax money that you have in your IRAs, and roll them into your plan at work, if you're still working, if the plan allows, and if you don't mind giving up the investments you already have in your IRA. In many cases, one of those three are going to put a little crimp in the situation. You're either not working, you don't want to give up the investments you already have in your IRA because you have to move it to a 401k with their specific investments, or the company won't let you roll it in. In that case, you're kind of stuck.
Well, the the IRA rules that Congress set up allow you to take that pre-tax money that you have, in your example, $94,500, and they allow you to take only that portion and roll it into, say, a retirement plan at work, a 401k, 403b. Does not mean that you can do it because
May not allow it.
The company may block it or whatever, or as you said, you may not be working, you don't have a plan, something along those lines. But at least that could be an option.
Right, and so that's really, unless you want to pay a lot of taxes, that's the only option if you have other IRA money. So this Roth two-step is not for everybody. It's not for everybody over the AGI limits. It's for people that are over the AGI limits and don't have a big, you know, pre-tax portion of their traditional IRA. Now, they don't look at, for a married couple, they don't look at both sides of the marriage together. They're individuals in this situation. My IRAs are mine. They affect my ability to do a traditional or a Roth two-step. My spouse's IRAs are hers. That affects her ability to do a Roth two-step, whether or not. So the fact that I may have other IRAs doesn't affect her ability to do it. If my wife doesn't have any other IRAs and if we're over the limit, we could do Roth two-steps for her. I can't do it for me because I got all these pre-tax numbers. She doesn't. So it's an individual thing, even in a marriage. We have to deal with the right limits and all that. But you don't have to – the account balances aren't shared across the two individuals.
Now, excuse me, if you do have – $94,500 is a lot. But let's say you have something smaller than that. You made a $5,500 contribution post-tax, but you had, say, $10,000 of pre-tax money in there. You could, I guess, in theory.
Well, I see people pay the tax.
Just pay the tax and make the whole thing, convert it over, make the entire IRA post-tax, and then you can do it.
Right. They're looking at, and so the size of the pre-tax portion of your IRAs does matter. I've seen a lot of people that have relatively small pre-tax portions, and they've been making after-tax contributions because they didn't know the difference. And so they're looking at, well, it's worth it to me to pay the tax on that 10 to get the pre-tax portion that I've got over to the Roth IRA and to be able to continue to do the Roth two-step for as long as Congress allows us to do it into the future. Now, I do say for as long as Congress allows us to do it in the future, because there have been rumblings that Congress doesn't like this for whatever reason, because it benefits a very specific group of people. The only people that have to worry about or have the opportunity to take advantage of these rules, so to speak, are people that make over $184,000. Because if you make under $184,000 as a married couple, you don't have to deal with this. You can contribute directly. A single individual who makes less than $117,000 can contribute directly to a Roth IRA. So by definition, in Congress's eyes, only the rich people are using this, you know, this strategy. And that's not fair.
Well, you know, years ago, well, before 2010, there were income limits to how much you could, if you made over certain thresholds, and I think it was $100,000 for both single and married.
It was.
That didn't make a whole lot of sense either, but whatever, that's what you
Congress.
Had. So if you made over $100,000, and there was no phase out, I don't think.
No,
I think it was just strictly 100. So if your AGI was over 100, you couldn't do any types of conversions at all. They took that away in 2010.
Right, because they wanted to see more tax revenues on the books to make it look like they were trying to balance the budget so they could run for office on a fiscal responsibility ticket, whatever. The idea of the Roth is for a lot of people, if you can't do a deductible traditional IRA, the idea of a Roth IRA is a wonderful thing. And so having limits on it isn't any fun. So this is one way to get around it. Now, for a while, I was wondering, when they first started rumbling about getting rid of it, I was wondering, how are they going to get rid of this? And they found a way to do it. They just haven't been able to get the votes for it. They're just going to say, no after-tax money can be converted. Period. Done.
You don't think they're just going to say income limits are back in?
Nope. They're just going to say no after-tax money can be converted from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA.
Okay. Well, we don't know what's going to happen, but that's a possibility. All right. One last thing. We'll talk about contributions and conversions. There's a difference between the two. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing?
Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart. Only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Give us a call. We will answer your questions on the program live. Why? Because the Brain Trust is here for you. That's right. Professor Plum from Lucia Capital Group. I'm Johnny Dean on Bucket Strategy Investing. Give us a call and we'll talk to you here on the program. 877-752-6637. Also some emails. We'll get to some of those in just a moment or two at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Okay, now, let's wrap up this discussion on the Roth two-step. We've been talking, in case you just tuned in, about getting money into a Roth IRA if you're over the income limits, $117,000-plus if you're single, and $184,000-plus if you're married. There's a phase-out for both of those. If you cannot contribute, you just simply put post-tax money inside of a, call it a traditional IRA, and then you can convert that money over. Some complications if you have other money inside of a SEP or a rollover or a 401k or whatever, or deductible IRAs, but that's the way that it works. Now, we were talking about contributions, mm-hmm. contributing money, say, to a Roth IRA. There is money, once you contribute, you can get to it anytime that you want, the principal, the contributions. You've also got conversions. Let's just talk for a second about the difference between those.
Well, when you're trying to take a distribution from a Roth IRA and you're not 59 and a half and it hasn't been 5 years, whatever, you haven't reached the qualified distribution status yet, there is an ordering rule towards what is coming out of that Roth IRA. And for a lot of people, they look at this Roth two-step as their ability to contribute indirectly to a Roth IRA. And that kind of is what it is, an ability to indirectly contribute, but it is not a contribution to the Roth IRA. Contributions that are in a Roth IRA can be withdrawn at any time for any reason without any penalty. You have to account for it on a form, but it doesn't. You've already paid tax on the money, and there's no penalty if you take them out before, even if you take it out before 59 and a half. First in, first out. Contributions are always considered first in. Contributions come out first. But if you've been doing Roth two steps, you actually haven't made a contribution to a Roth IRA. You made a contribution to a traditional IRA, but then you converted money from the traditional IRA to the Roth IRA. The money that's in the Roth IRA from the Roth two-step is a conversion. It's converted principal, and that carries different rules than contributions when money's being withdrawn prior to creating the qualified tax-free type distributions. You have to wait at least 5 years to be able to take any amount of that money out without a penalty. Now, it has been, taxes have been paid on it, so it won't be taxable if it comes out in the first 5 years, but it will be penalized unless you're 59 and a half or older. And that's a confusing point too. The 59 and a half rule goes away even on converted principal withdrawn from a Roth IRA before 5 years, before the Roth IRA is 5 years old. As long as you're over 59 and a half, there's no penalty no matter what you do. So it is converted principal. It falls under all the rules of converted principal, and you just have to understand how that's working. You can't just get to it like you could an emergency fund with contributions to a Roth IRA.
That's how it works. If you need help with this or anything else, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Just a couple of lines open right now, 877-752-6637. Let's continue on the phones. Let's move along next to Deborah, somewhere in Minnesota. Hi, Deborah.
Hello there. How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm just fine. We got some sun here finally.
Hey.
I want to say I really enjoy your show. I also miss Ray. I wish he was on the show also, but that's the way it goes.
Well, we appreciate
it. So my question is, my husband has an annuity. It's worth $65,625. We were talking about taking income payments of approximately $1,100 a month over 5 years. That would deplete it over 5 years. So if this is below the $14,000 yearly gift, can this monthly income less than 14 be considered a gift to his wife, which is me, so it's not taxable?
Oh, that has nothing to do with taxes. Gifts don't change the income status of an asset. If I have, you know, if money's coming out of that annuity to your husband, whatever is taxable is taxable. What he does with the money after the fact can be given away. Now, as the current legal spouse of an individual, you don't have to deal with the $14,000 rule on gifts anyway. He can give you $1 billion. Bill Gates could give his wife 100% of what he owns, he doesn't owe anything. All of his Microsoft, everything, he could give it to Melissa, and there would not be a gift tax.
Melinda,
I'm sorry. And he's got a couple dollars more than probably you or I do. And there is no $14,000 rule between U.S. citizen spouses when they're married. The $14,000 gift rule, which just has nothing to do with income taxes, is for gifts to somebody who is a non-spouse. So if he wants to give you the money or you want to take it from him, that's fine, but it's not going to change the taxability of the payout of that annuity.
Okay, and so the income payment, if it's $11.19 a month, whatever our income tax rate will be applied that.
Is this annuity a personal, non-qualified annuity, or is it an IRA?
It is a non-qualified.
Okay, so not all of the payment will be taxable. Only the portion.
Correct.
So a portion of the payment will be taxable, and that will just be stacked on top of the rest of your income.
Right. What it says here is our cost basis, which we bought this many years ago, is $8,649. They said 12.9% of each payment is not taxable.
Right. So, the majority of it's going to be taxable.
87 point something is 0.1 is going to be taxable.
Yeah.
About 1,000 of it's going to be taxable.
Right.
So, but and there's no way around it. Even death doesn't change that, and there's no step-up in basis on an annuity. Somebody someday is going to pay the taxes on that. $1,000 a month or whatever that growth is in that particular contract.
Yeah.
It's going to be ordinary income, and there's no way around it.
Hey, listen, Deborah, I got to get to one more call. If you need some more help, please hold on, and we can talk to you more about it off the air and give you a little bit of guidance if you like. I just got to take another call here before the break. So hang on. I appreciate that. Wonderful questions. Let's move along next to Jim in Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Jim.
Hi, gentlemen. Rick? I'm over 59 and a half. I have a Roth IRA. I've had it for over 5 years. I want to borrow from the Roth. Does the 60-day rule apply to Roth as they do in traditional for when I want to return the money to the Roth IRA?
Let's get something first. You are not borrowing necessarily. You're taking a distribution from the Roth IRA. And you do have 60 days to put it back as long as you have not done a rollover of either a traditional IRA or Roth IRA within the last year and won't do another one for the next year.
Okay. It's only 1 year, though. You can only do one a year.
And it's a 12-month rolling time frame. It's not calendar year 2016 and calendar year 2017, calendar year 2015. If I do it today, I cannot do another rollover for at least 12 months from today.
Okay, the bottom line is I have to return it within 60 days in order that it's not lost to the Roth.
Right, then you can't if you keep it out for more than 60 days, you cannot put it back in. If you were to put it back in after 60 days, that's an excess contribution and they'll penalize you for it.
Okay, so it's the same rule applies to Roth as it does to traditional IRAs in that respect.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jim. 877-PLANNER. Yeah, when you talk about Roth IRAs, they're different from traditional IRAs. Well, you can't really borrow from a traditional IRA either. But when you take money out of an IRA, you're really taking a distribution.
Yeah, and then you have the once a 12-month rolling period of time, and that once a 12-month rolling period of time is you know, that you can put it back into an IRA. And if it's traditional, you can avoid the taxation. If it's a Roth, you want to get it back in potentially so you can continue the tax-free growth of it. And it's weird because that's the only time I've seen a crossover between what you do with the traditional, it coordinates with what you do with the Roth.
Yeah.
It's one 60-day rollover in a 12-month period of time from either one of those types of accounts in your name.
So it's not like you can take, you have 10,000 of contributions and 10,000 of earnings in your Roth. It's not like you can take 20,000 out of your Roth, put it back within 60 days and then go back to your traditional and do the same thing.
They're looking at this, at the Roths and traditionals, they're looking at a complete IRA world. And like I said, it's the only time I've seen these two worlds basically combined together. When it comes to the 60-day rollover rules, they're looking at both traditional and Roth in that world.
Yeah, and it helps to know, too, because, you know, when you talk about IRAs, when we talk traditional IRAs and Roths, you have what's called an entire IRA world. You just said it yourself. There's an IRA world.
But we're looking at
Roth,
traditional is one world, and Roth is a different world.
So you're looking at traditional, SEP.
But there is one other area. Contributions are limited across both types.
It's the same amount, what you're saying.
It's $5,500, whether you go traditional or combination.
Yeah, so they're not totally separate. Hey, you know what? If it's confusing, call us. We've got the answers for you. Jay in Houston on the ESOP. Stephanie, Las Vegas. We'll get to both of your questions. Quick break here and back to your phone calls. 877-PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a Buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
A lot of folks on hold. 877-PLANNER, our number. If you're on hold, we're going to get to everybody, so please don't go away. 877-752-6637. Only a single line open right now. Let's move along quickly to Jay up next in Houston, Texas. Hello, Jay.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. A long-time bucketeer.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. How can we help you?
Yeah. I retired in January this year, and I have been working with the company for 19 years. I have an ESOP there, which they are supposed to give me next year. Mm-hmm. I just want to know the implications of ESOP regarding tax. Can I roll over to an IRA or something like that?
An ESOP is actually a qualified retirement plan, just like a profit-sharing plan, a 401k, or any other potential retirement plan at work like that. And so it has all the rights and privileges of transfer that a 401k or profit-sharing plan will have, and you can roll it directly to an IRA without any taxes. The difference between an ESOP and a profit-sharing plan or something else is that the ESOP is allowed to be invested 100% in that employer company stock, where there are limits on stock inside of plans except for an ESOP. An ESOP is allowed, and the only reason you do one is to have 100% employer stock in it. So what they'll do is they'll cash out your stock, send you the cash over to your IRA. If you want it to go to an IRA, tax-free, then you have to deal with the IRA rules, obviously. Or they'll send you the check, and you have to deal with the taxes at that time.
Yeah, the advice I'm asking for is that they're going to give it to me. It's around about 110 grand, next year.
Right, have them send it directly to
you. I already have an IRA with you guys, and Rashad is looking after that. So can I go direct from them to my IRA, or
yes,
do I have to get the check and then go to IRA?
Oh, I don't know their specific procedure, but the check, you're going to ask them to transfer the money directly from their trusteeship, custodialship, to the IRA that you want it to go to. Now, some companies will issue the check made payable to the new IRA, but send it to you so that you get the check in your hands. It's not made payable to you. It's made payable to the XYZ IRA for the benefit of Jay in Houston. And then you take it and give it to the custodian of the IRA. Sometimes they'll send it directly to the IRA. Sometimes they send it made payable to the IRA, but send it to you so you actually see and track the check.
Okay. And just the last question. They are saying to me they cannot give it to me this financial year. They have to give it to me next financial year.
That's not uncommon.
Is there something peculiar for that?
With ESOPs, that's not uncommon.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, Professor. Thank you very much. I met you a couple of times. You are great.
Thank you.
Yeah, he is. I'll vouch for that too, Jay. And Rashard's another good one. You got
Rashard's
a nice team
great.
Working there. Jay, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate you being a bucketeer. Always nice to hear from you folks. 877-PLANNER. Great questions. Let's move along to Stephanie in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for hanging on. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. It's Stephanie and Shirley, and we have two quick questions. My mom has less than $5 million, and she lives in a non-tax state, Florida, and I live in a non-tax state. And she said that she's fine with her investments when she passes away, and we inherit the money. There'll be no taxes, no inheritance tax, and no other taxes.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering if there'll be, like, some kind of other tax that we're not aware of.
Is any of this in an IRA or in an annuity?
Some are in IRA and some is in the stock market, I believe.
Okay, the money that's in her personally in the stock market, there won't be any tax on, except for potential growth after your mom passes away. The money in an IRA, that's going to be taxable to somebody. Either your mom's going to pay the taxes during her life, or if there's any of it left, when you guys inherit it, you'll pay the taxes, income taxes, on the IRAs at that time. Now, the state that she lives in, if it's down on the left-hand bottom part of the U.S., they do have some transfer taxes there, but I don't, and it's not, it's like $1 million or more, so there may be something at that particular state level, but I'd have to look that up for sure. There's nothing at the federal level. The IRA will be income taxable to whoever inherits it. The stocks will receive a step up in basis, so only gain past the date of death will be taxable. Cash is just cash, not a big deal. So it's going to be very minor, very marginal on the taxation, except for that IRA.
Okay, thank you. And now Shirley has a quick question.
All right. Okay, let's pass it over to Shirley. We'll do a little lateral here.
Okay, here I am.
Hi there.
I own a farm in Iowa, and I have it in an LLC. Now, can I add my kids on that LLC to be as owners with me? And then so thereby eliminating any taxes for them?
Well, actually, they would be picking up taxes if you show profit from that particular farm.
That's the bad.
How much does it earn on a given year?
$40,000.
And then what would the farm be worth totally?
Probably $1 million.
Okay, what taxes are we trying to avoid?
When I die.
If you add this farm to everything else that you own, are you worth more than $5.5 million?
No.
Then there's no taxation on death.
Okay, so there wouldn't be, it seems like when my mom and dad died and passed the farm on to me, there was some sort of state taxes I had to pay on that.
Okay, so I would have to check Iowa to see if they have any transfer taxes on death in Iowa, or you can check it.
Uh-huh.
That would be the only thing. If you want this farm to continue in the family forever, putting the kids, how old are the kids?
40 and 45.
Adults. Yeah, so putting the kids on as owners, that's fine. It changes the way you do your tax return. Right now, as the sole owner of an LLC, you just file it on a Schedule F like normal. But when you have multiple owners, except for non-spouse owners, you do a K-1. You do an actual partnership-type return. A little bit more taxation, but not a big deal. And what's happening is you're going to split the income between you and your kids now. They get to pay taxes on their portion of it. You get to pay taxes on your portion of it. But, yeah, you're going to give them a portion. And as long as they're going to keep it forever, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Okay, but it's not going to be for the purpose I thought it would be.
I don't know the rules in Iowa. So you would just want to check, are there any transfer taxes in Iowa upon death, specifically on farms? I mean, that's the big issue.
Okay. Thank you.
There aren't any on the federal side. Okay. Yeah, check it. And actually, I'd kind of like to know. So if you want to give us a call back, I think that was Shirley.
We appreciate that.
That's a good way to do it. You know, get a group of people and then have them pass the phone around and ask a question. I hadn't thought of that. That is absolutely brilliant. All right, we got to take a break here for the top of the hour, but there's more to come. Joan in Fresno, I know you've been hanging on. We are going to make sure we get to you quickly. First up, so if you can hang, great. We can either talk to you during the news or during the next hour. If you need the brain trust off the air, Professor Plum specifically, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. Any of the brain trust advisors across the country can help you out. 800-644-1150. There is another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing. 877-PLANNER. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.